evening, our first youth night. That's awesome. Like, hopefully one of many. So that's exciting, don't you think? Like, God is doing some great things in this, during this season of the church and, like, the youth's lives. So I'm thankful to be a part of that. So thank you. We good? Awesome. All right. So you get to be part of what we would typically do in that room over there, but you kind of get the experience of what it's like in a typical youth service. So, yeah, it's a little bit more interactive. So we're just going to kind of pick up where we left off. So, guys, we're going to, like, kind of debrief a little bit about what we've been talking about. So we've been doing a series, like a few sessions on purity, okay? And this last time we talked about like three different things that you really need to kind of, in order for your mind and your body to stay pure, that you need to really take avenues and really take steps in order to continue to be pure, right? Okay, step one, anybody remember? Ah, go ahead. Intent. Okay, so your job, your first step is to identify yourself, right? Identify who you are and envision yourself so you have that identity, right? Perfect. Number two. Dun, 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 dun. It has something to do with your eyes. What about vision? Go ahead, Jedi. Similar, okay? So keep your eyes pure. Like, what are you setting your eyes on, right? So what are you setting your eyes on? So identify who you are, and with that, make sure that you are setting your eyes on things that are pure, right? Okay, and lastly, if all else fails, what can you ask, Lauren? Come on, like, I can't get you guys to, like, be quiet in there. Like, seriously. Yeah. Who does the, go ahead. Wow. Okay, when all else fails, and you don't know, and you're questioning, what's a good question that you could ask yourself to find out, Lauren, go. Oh. Okay, so let's back up. For the sake of this audience, let's talk about this. Okay, so the limits. I do walk around a lot, so I apologize. Okay, so we talked about the limits, and we talked about purity, and the one of the most asked questions are, what are my limits? Like, if we're talking about sexual purity, we're talking about, well, what are my limits? And we said that that was the most popular question because, oh, we just want to have a good time, but we still want to stay in the favor of God. So how far can I go without, like, being in God's, on his bad side, if you will, right? So that's what we talked about. The limitations, right? So that's the most popular question because it's like, oh, well, I can just kind of dabble in it. Because then if I know what the limits are, then I know for sure. Like, I can't do that. But everything else, I can still please God in. Right? The third question, or the third thing, is, who does this glorify? Right? Is that what you were going to say, Chloe? Right? Who does this glorify? My decisions, the decisions that I make, who am I glorifying in them? Is it myself? Or is it God? Why am I in this relationship? Is it so I feel better about myself or to glorify God? Right? So we're going to take today's message a little bit further because some of you were still struggling with the fact that, well, Carrie, it's easier said than done. Am I right? So some of you are still struggling with, oh, it's easier said than done. In this day and age, it's easier said than done. So I'm titling this message, Get Over Yourself. Okay? So let's pray. Father God, we just come to you today. Oh Lord, that we just, our heart is pricked by what your word is for us tonight. That we take your word and that you take the message that you have given me, Lord God, and anything that is of you, God, or not of you, I just ask that you wash it away. The message that you've put in my heart, God, is for this season and for these youth. And I just thank you that you've given it to me. And I thank you that you will prick the hearts of the youth that it is pertinent to and that they can take it and can take root into their hearts and into their soul and they can apply it in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. So I titled it, Get Over Yourself, because I'm going to start with Romans, okay? Who's the author of Romans? Go ahead. Paul. Okay, so Romans 7. Okay, my feet are a little bit sweaty, so I have to take my shoes off. Just because. I've been on my feet all day, sorry. At least I don't wipe it on you, Tyler. Okay, so Paul is the author of Romans, right? I'm going to start in chapter 7, and I'm going to start about halfway through, okay? So, Romans 7, 13. It's a lot of, like, back and forth. Like, he's, like, talking to himself and kind of going back and forth, right? Okay. Has then what is good become death to me? Certainly not. But sin, that it might appear sin, was produced death in me through what is good, so that sin, through the commandment, might become exceedingly sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. And for what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will do, that I do not practice. But what I hate, that I do. If, then, I do what I will not do, I agree with the law that it is good. But now, it is no longer I who do it, but sin who dwells in me. Or that dwells in me, excuse me. For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, nothing good dwells, for to will is present with me. For how to perform what is good I do not find. For the good that I will do, to do, I do not do. But the evil I will not to do, that I practice. What is this passage about? What is this passage about? I said it's kind of like going back and forth. So Paul is having this conversation. What is this passage about? Go ahead.
So Paul's kind of arguing with himself about how, like, he is hatred and stuff that he wants to do.
Yeah. Okay, so he's arguing with himself, and he's like, oh, man, why do I do this? Like, what I really want to do, I really want to follow after you, God, but what I really want to do, I can't seem to do it. And what I really hate, I end up, like, give me 20 minutes, I'll end up doing it. I mean, honestly, right? So if we're talking about purity and we're talking about those decisions that you need to make, we're constantly coming back to the struggle that Paul is going back and forth and being like, oh man, I just want to follow after you, Jesus. Oh, but I can't, right? And this is human nature. And in order for us to have real, authentic change in our lives, guess what? We can't do it ourselves. We're going to continue having this struggle back and forth, and we're going to have this banter back and forth like, oh, man, I can do this. No, I can't. I can do this. No, I can't. Right? So you're going to have this inner struggle. And Paul goes on to say,
mm-hmm.
Sorry. I'm getting all past, like, the personal pronouns. I'll get to that in a second. Okay? And he talks about, oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Okay? And then he goes on to say, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. And I think about this. Paul, what do you think when you, like, seriously, when you think of Paul? Like, who do you think of? What kind of man was this? What kind of man was Paul? A very godly, righteous man. Would you agree? Yeah. And he's sitting here saying, oh, what a wretched man I am. Who's going to save me from myself? And he said, thank God. This is a mature Christian, guys. This is someone who realizes he can't do it himself. Which is one of the reasons why I titled this, Get Over Yourself. Because regardless, you're going to have these struggles and you're going to have this every single day. Because you're going to struggle. And you're going to go back and forth. And guess what? Your friends are going to see that you struggle. And it's going to be like this like 1990 like movie where you're sitting there with a flower and it has petals on it and you're gonna be like, he loves me, he loves me not, he loves me, he loves me not. Oh, I'm in his good graces today, but ooh, not in 20 minutes, right? Because we can't do it. Paul is saying, I can't do this. The answer isn't in you. The answer's in Jesus in you, right? He does the work. It can't be something that you produce on your own, right? Just like we talked about, guys, when we talked about, like, it can't be your parents' gospel, right? It can't be your pastor's gospel. It can't be my God. It has to be yours, right? And that relationship needs to be true. And that relationship needs to be authentic. Because if you're just serving your parents' God, that doesn't do anything for your soul. Right? So we have to realize that the work isn't in us. We continue to look at ourselves and think that I'm just going to try better. I'm going to try harder. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm really going to focus on what I'm not good at. Well, the focus is on the wrong thing. If you're focusing on, oh, man, this area is like a really bad area of my life, you're focusing on the wrong thing. The focus should be on Jesus. Okay? And I think about this. And I think about, like, as I was praying and preparing this message, I think, like, wow, I did it wrong for so many years. Like, oh, I just wanted to be better. I just wanted to do better. I wanted to know better. Okay? I, like, read some really cool books along the way. I read some really great books about prayer and about the Holy Spirit and about all of these things, and I'm not taking anything away from that. But, like, you go to Barnes & Noble and you, like, go to the self-help section, the answer is not there. Right? It's not. It's not in a book that it's like, how to improve my life. Right? It's not there. And the sooner we realize that, and the sooner we realize that the answer, Paul is already saying, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. And as I was studying this, I thought of, like, in the past, like, during this time, it happened that what would happen is that if you were a murderer, like, you would often, like, the person that you killed, you would often have to, like, as your punishment, they would strap the person that you killed to your back. Okay, so you're walking around with literally a dead body hanging onto you. Okay. And the whole point, this was the punishment, because as this body was hanging onto your physical body, okay, it would start eating away at your flesh. Yeah. Okay. Until finally you died. So think about that for a minute. Doesn't that put it in perspective? Like, that's your old self. Like, you physically have this natural man hanging off the side of you. Like, oh, come on, let's go for a ride. Right? I think of, like, okay, so I'm going to show my little nerd colors. Because there's this, like, I don't even know what it's called. But on the internet, on YouTube, it has, like, this one song. And it's Yoda. And it's Luke Skywalker. And he, like, this whole, it's like, I don't know. What is it called where they, like, what? Yes. Yes. So, okay. So during that, he's like, I could be a backpack while you run. Like, run, run. Okay. So, like, that's what I'm thinking. As I'm, like, thinking about, like, this verse, like, dude, like, somebody's on my back. Like, I'm, like, hanging out with some dead person, right? So I'm thinking about good old Yoda hanging on with Luke Skywalker and, like, him being dead. Okay, but really, like, that's what I'm visualizing as I'm thinking about what happened in Tarsus. Okay. So you have this struggle. Okay, natural man, spiritual man, natural man. Spiritual man, okay? And like I said, then you're sitting there and you're like, ooh, am I in God's good graces right now? Am I making good choices? Ooh, yep. Wait till tomorrow, okay? Because then as soon as you decide to take a step out in faith and you decide maybe to start talking to some of your friends and really telling them the mystery of what changed you, okay? And trying to lead them in to understand your walk and the change that's in you, it's perfect because then you have that little inner voice in you that's like, huh, who do you think you are? You're just a sinner, right? Oh, man, and that little person that sits on your shoulder and talks to you, oh, man, he knows a lot about you. She knows a lot about you. Right? And that's the natural. Right? So what voice are you listening to? That voice where it's like, oh, who do you think you are? You know, you sinned yesterday. You sinned an hour ago. What about 20 minutes? Did you really stop that person from gossiping? Or did you just kind of roll with it? Right? In this, it talks a lot about, like, over and over in this passage, it's like constantly I, me, my, over and over. Right? Paul's going back and forth, like, I did this. I can do this. Like, I can't do that. My, me. Like, how many times does he talk about himself in this passage? Almost 50? Okay, and I think, like, even back in Isaiah, there's some similarities because he talks about Lucifer and how he goes back and forth and he says, oh, you think this about yourself. And he's like talking about like how I'm going to become greater than God, right? So there's some similarities here. Some parallels between who you're magnifying, who you're glorifying, who you're looking to for your help. And if it's yourself, it's not going to get you very far, right? There's this interesting thing that I always laughed at. A couple years ago now, like we had a training in school. And the training is part of conscious discipline. And in the conscious discipline, it was like, it's okay. Your feelings just are, right? So it's kind of interesting telling a fifth grade student or a fourth grade student or a third grade student that's like throwing a fit and like throwing a laptop across the room, it's okay to be mad. Your feelings just are. Right? That's just, that they just are. They're not right. They're not wrong. They just are. It's okay. We'll just send a bill to your parents to replace this laptop. Maybe. Right? And I laugh at it because it's like, really? Feelings just are? Like, seriously? But it's true. Do your feelings define who you are? Sean, do your feelings define who you are? Why not? Yeah. So if I'm having a bad day and I'm angry, am I an angry person? Does that define who I am all the time? So your feelings are, they just are. But there's this lie that says, oh, Tyler, follow your heart. Follow your heart. In today's day and age, it's like, Aaron, you know, just that little voice inside of you, like, just follow that. Whatever you feel, go ahead and jump on the bandwagon and do it, right? We talked a little bit about this. Right, Aaliyah? Just go with it. If it feels good, just go with it, right? No. Because your feelings will lie to you. And to be honest, you don't really know what you want. Because it might be different 20 minutes from now. Right? So your feelings just are. Okay? What would happen if everybody in this room decided just to do whatever they felt? What would happen? Chaos. There's things in place in this world that prevent us from doing exactly that. Doing whatever we feel. He's just embodied in that purple shirt in the back of the room. It's good old Curtis. Okay? He's a police officer, my friends. I can't do whatever I feel like doing. There are things in place in this world that restrict us from doing that. Him in his uniform, and his sirens and his lights are a deterrent in itself. Oh yeah, not to mention his gun or taser or whatever else he has on his tool belt. Okay? It's going to be chaos. We can't do what our heart says. We can't do what we feel all the time. That's the natural man. But instead, we have to push ourselves to constantly ask, God, what is it that you want? What is it you want for my life? What is it you want me to do today? The answer isn't in you. Jeremiah 17:9 says, bless you. Jeremiah 17:9 says, the heart is deceitful and above all things and desperately wicked. can't follow your heart. You can't. So in this day and age where it's like, oh, everything's all, it's just fine. Okay? That's a lie of the devil. Okay? It's not going to get us any closer to where we need to be. Okay? You need to question your feelings. You need to question your heart. You need to question what you love in this world. I can't follow my heart. I can't even find my heart when I say the Pledge of Allegiance every day, to be honest. Like, seriously, what side is it on? I don't know. Ask that guy back there because he's done CPR before. I haven't. Okay, is it on this side? Okay. Good thing I'm not a surgeon. Because I would be operating on your lung or something. I don't know. Okay, I'm sorry, I don't know. How am I going to follow my heart when I can't even find it? When it tells me one thing one day and something totally different the next. He loves me. He loves me not. He loves me. Right? But our answer, so Paul continues in his message, and skipping down to chapter 8, even though it wasn't really meant to be like chapters, it's just for us. Okay. There is, therefore, now no condemnation to those who are in Jesus Christ, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit is of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So what's the answer? To live in the Spirit, right? So when we come over and we say, oh, that little voice continues to talk to us, our natural man continues to talk to us and say, oh, well, what about this? What about when you said something about your friend when they weren't around? Okay. What about when you judged somebody in your heart? What if you did that? The answer is here. There's no condemnation. Because guess what? We're human. God came for people like you and I. Right? And if I think about it, I think about where I came from. I think about where I was 3 months ago. I think I even talked to Pastor Ben even probably sooner than that. Like where it was like, I just had like all of these things come out and be like, I just can't do this. No, you can't. Surprise. Right? Oh, but what about this? Oh, but what about that? Oh, but what about this? Yeah. Happens to the best of us. But this scripture talks about our position in Christ. It talks about our standing in Christ. It talks about when you go to the football game and you have a press pass. Is that what it's called? Like a press, like you belong to the press or whatever. You have like this cool press pass and you can go wherever you want. Is that what it's called? Okay, sure. We'll just go with that. Okay, so because you have a press pass, you can go wherever you want on the field. Right? So it doesn't matter where I'm sitting. It doesn't matter where I'm sitting because this scripture talks to me about my position. If I believe and accept what Jesus Christ did for me, there is no condemnation. Amen? Right? Right, guys? You can talk to me anytime you want. It's like super quiet in here, guys. It's really weird. I'm not used to this. They're I'm used to them like talking back to me all the time. It talks about your position. So if I want to sit on the 50-yard line, I can. If I want to sit way up high in the stands, I can. I have to make sure I have my glasses. Because otherwise I won't be able to see anything what's happening there. But I kind of like it up in the stands. I kind of like to see what's happening and see like the crowd and the people around me. I like that. But just because I like that, does that mean my position changed? Does that mean I can't go somewhere else on that field? Nope. My access hasn't changed. Just where I want to be. So this is your position in Christ. So what is available to us? Okay. My life is hidden in Christ. I have total access because of the position that he's given me. Okay. So when it talks about like, ooh, like that lovely little middle school person sitting at the on the floor in the bathroom, like he loves me now, like he's dancing with someone else. He's like, okay. Don't pretend you don't know what I'm talking about. Okay. Just stop. There's no condemnation. Condemnation keeps the focus on me. Right? It's like, oh, I did this. Back to the personal pronouns. I, me, my. Right? Condemnation keeps the focus on me. Well, I wasn't good enough. I didn't do this. Oh, that's my problem. Okay. Now, keep in mind, that doesn't mean you're free from conviction. Because that's the work of the Holy Spirit, right? So now, you're getting like, where some of you are like, oh, there's no condemnation. But I kind of did that wrong. But there's no condemnation. Okay, be careful. Because conviction is different, right? Conviction is where the Holy Spirit prompts you to like, oh, you might want to clean this up a little bit, my friend. Right? So spiritual transformation is found in Romans 8:16. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Okay? So we're family. We're inheritance. We no longer have to carry that little Yoda guy around with us because we're his child. It's already in motion, right? The minute you accepted and believed what Jesus Christ did for you on the cross, he already set it in motion. It's already done. He's the grand. What are those maestros? Like those people, those orchestra people? Perfect. He's like the grand maestro. He already has it in motion. He already has it planned for you. We just need to trust it. Right? The answer isn't in us. The answer is here. Right? The answer is here. Not in something you can choose to do better at every day. I used to think, and I'll kind of close with this. I used to think that I don't know how to say this. I used to think prayer changed me. And I'm not saying it doesn't. It can. But I will tell you, as I become more and more mature in Christ, that it's in my prayer time that God changes me. It's not prayer itself, but it's in my prayer time, in my prayer closet, where I can go and I'll sit on my deck and I'll do this and I'll do that. It's that that changes me. It's not the prayer itself. Somebody can come up and pray for me, and yes, I'm not taking that away from anyone, right? Because there's power in prayer. Okay, so don't misunderstand me. But my friends, we need to get back to where we just pray. And we need to think about, like, when I ask you every Wednesday, how much time have you spent with God this week, the past couple days? It's that prayer life that's going to change you. And that in itself is what Paul is saying. I can't do this by myself. Right? And I want you to leave with the idea, and we'll do our little activity shortly. But kind of leads me to wrapping up, where our beliefs in what Jesus already did for us trumps how we feel. Right? Trumps how we feel. Feelings just are. Right? So, with that, I'm gonna pray before we do this activity, or if one of you want to finish up in prayer. But I'll explain the activity a little bit. Okay, because it kind of goes along with the theme of feelings just are. Okay, it's kind of the same consistency, right? They don't really define who we are. And sometimes it's really difficult to, like, put a name on that feeling. Oh, am I angry or am I agitated? Am I frustrated or am I just tired? Right? So it's kind of hard to kind of title some of those things. Okay? If I have someone that wants to close in prayer, or because we're in big kid church, like, no one wants to. Aw, so cute. Okay. Father God, we just come to you tonight and we just ask and we acknowledge, Lord, that you've already began the work in us, Lord. You've already began the work and that you've already had a plan set in motion for us and for our lives, Lord. We know and we acknowledge that we cannot do this life on our own and through our natural mind and through our natural self, God. Oh, Lord Jesus, that we come to you, Lord, and this week we just ask that you remind us and that we can apply this message, Lord God, that we just rely on you and on your Spirit in everything that we do. Holy Spirit, do your work in us daily, God, not just on Sunday, not just on Wednesday, but every day of the week. Every minute of the day, Lord, I just want you to have your way in us. Just like the song we sang tonight, more of you means less of me. Take everything, Lord. Take everything that we have, Lord, and just shape us and mold us to who you want us to become. And Lord, I just thank you that we will become people that we never knew we could be in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so with that being said, I need some volunteers. You maybe you want to like wait. Oh, too late. You already volunteered. Get up here. Okay. Sorry. We usually like sometimes end in a game or an activity. Sometimes we start the night, and I figure we could end the night. I need some more volunteers, guys. Lauren. Oh, Aaron. Brooklyn, get up here.
Your gospel washed me.